This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. And we're delighted that you're with us in class today. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Kyle's engineering the broadcast at GCN in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. With us today for 2 hours, as most every Thursday, for years and years, Doc Ram, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning, Vincent. Could I get just a witch more volume, please?
Yeah, let me reach over here and turn that up just a little bit. How's that? Is that better?
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, yes. Oh, man.
Rick, it's
what
great.
A week this
it's great.
Has been. It's... And what a year this has been. And what a life this has been. And let's see on down the line. Creepy days. You knew I had a friend that died.
Rick, I was reading and go ahead. Say that again, please.
Well, go ahead. You were reading about it. You just go right straight.
You had a loss over the weekend, right? And it made the national news.
Yeah. A personal friend of mine was murdered. And the guy, last night's paper, the regional paper down here in Oregon, because it happened up in Portland, was laughing about it. And I can't even explain the rage that I feel toward white supremacists and racism. My father was my best friend in that many ways, but he was a racist. He had a name for every single kind of person out there, from a slope, a gook, he had names for everything. And so I grew up not wanting to be like that. And Arthur Ashe was a personal friend of mine, someone I played tennis with, and actually was at Forest Hills with him one time. And I never, ever felt anything until I got to experience the race riots of Philadelphia in the 60s when I was in graduate school. And I saw a change. I saw what some people do not like about blacks. I saw a change in the way of they work as a mob, which was different than individuals. But this killing, this murder, this man killed two people attempting to try to protect a Muslim woman on her way home from school. He had a black veil on, and the guy pulled a knife and started saying he had a freedom of speech to express his values of what he thought and what he thought. And an older man in his 50s tried to calm the man down and was immediately, his throat was cut, just like that. He was dead instantly. And then my friend, who was 23 years old, had just graduated from Reed College with honors, was also knifed, trying to protect the woman. And a third person was also hurt and went to the hospital as well, but he survived. Now, this is an individual that felt he had a right to wield a weapon and threaten a woman that was younger than him, sitting, minding her own business because she was wearing a veil. Now, you tell me what's wrong with America. And I blame the media. I blame the media because of their way of promoting and making sales and excitement on the different BS that's going on all over the country with stoner cops that are white supremacists. And I'm drawing lines, and I'm going to say and be outspoken about it, because I mentored this kid when he was a little child. His mother is, I've known her 37 years. Her father, his father, they're divorced, is their very close family, even though they're divorced. And Chris is the most gentlest man I've ever met. And his son was gifted. And I spent 6 years through Waldorf and other agencies mentoring this boy. He helped me move to my new home with his friend. And what a senseless waste. Because of what? And that's how I feel this morning.
Rick, it's very, very sad, as you say, and you mentioned the media. So, I've been reading, of course, as many.
The media for hysterical things that they do and the way they report it. Yes.
Okay. How about this 56?
To do that, his so-called freedom of speech was to be able to wield a knife and threaten a woman. What's wrong with that thinking?
All right, Let's continue on with this freedom of speech thought process. Okay, so here we have Kathy Griffin. She's an alleged comedian. I don't know if she's a comedian. Her latest stunt, I don't think, was funny at all, where she grabs a cut-off, severed head of President Donald Trump, you know, with looks like blood on it. Okay, so she holds this up. So this is supposed to be funny. I don't think it's funny at all. And the media's carrying it. This is the same gal, I believe, she was on doing a New Year's Eve event with Anderson Cooper, okay? In 2013, I believe. So she gets down and kisses Anderson Cooper's crotch live on TV. Now, this is an alleged comedian. This is the stuff that you see on national TV. This is the stuff that's supposed to be okay. So this gal pulls this outrageous stunt.
Now, concept of ethics and morals. And ethics, you know not to, you know, cheat on your wife, but a moral man won't. And it's the distinctional difference in what's happening to our children today and the need they have for role models. That's the problem that we have today.
And so how do we find a role model in someone like Kathy Griffin? And so she does a post and she says, I am sorry, period. I went too far, period. I was wrong, period. Yeah, no kidding. She says herself that she, quote unquote, crossed the line in a video apology. Really? Absolutely. And I wonder, what would have happened during the Obama regime if someone took his head and did the same thing. Would that person be arrested? Would that person be in jail? Would that person be considered a criminal? And then we talk about free speech. Where does speech begin and end, and where does holding a severed head, a likeness of our sitting president,
right? It's more like a privilege, like driving. You are allowed to drive, and you have the right to drive if you abide by certain kinds of laws and rules and standards. And that's why they call it a privilege, not a right. And to say, you know, we have responsibilities. And one of them is what comes out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm. I agree with
you
that.
You can think something, but you
I agree with that. And, of course, yeah. I agree with that. And, you know, my mom used to say...
You can do something, but you can't... I mean, you know, it goes down in levels. And basically, what I'm discovering... I was in a park this weekend, and I met some Christians that I really was impressed. And the guy asked me, do you keep God's laws? Do you obey the Ten Commandments? And I said, well... It's in levels of, you know, thou shalt not kill. I have, unfortunately, killed in the line of protecting myself, protecting my family. Is that breaking God's law? I have been to India where I have seen Janes sweep with a broom away the insect ants so that they do not take a life on any level when they walk. At what level do you find peace, inner peace? And that's what we're really talking about, inner peace. That is the place where you are either with the Lord or you're not, and you're struggling. And that's the place that I have been very blessed right out of the crib. I was born with dialogue. That means I had inner dialogue with myself. I knew my own truth. Did not mean it's truth for another, and it has and will continue to change. But it has to do with inner peace. And there's something wrong with people today. And I can say it because I understand it. It's hard to articulate it. I mean, you know, in terms of what inner peace might actually imply. I have anger. I got that from my birth father when he broke my neck at 5 years old. I didn't know about it until just recently. There's the x-rays. What happened was that he was beating up my mother, and at age five, I went to defend her. So then I asked myself when I'm talking to this Christian, you know, was I in sin when I was born? Did I come into this world with sin? I can tell you that most everything that everybody does is a learned behavior. It isn't you are out of the gate with bad genes. I've seen children that are 2 years old that are the most innocent, and why they say God has a special place for children and animals.
Yeah, I've said on the air that, you know, I wasn't born this way. I learned a lot of my behavior, things I like, things I don't like, as I have traveled through this journey of life. I learned to be careful of certain people and stay out of the way of radar guns. We'll be right back.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're broadcasting today with Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and Rick is going to be presenting one of his seminars. It's called ESP Induction through forms of self-hypnosis. I have been to this seminar when he did it here in Missouri, and I think it's a fabulous, fabulous adventure. I think you'll enjoy it. It's an 8-hour workshop, June 3rd, coming up very, very quickly, June 3rd. And it's at the Red Lion Inn in Salem, Oregon. Rick, if our class is interested in attending this, what do we do to come see Dr. Richard Allen Miller's ESP induction at the Red Lion Inn in Salem, Oregon, on June 3rd?
Well, you can call me for details. I can get you hooked up. You need to make a reservation at the Red Lion. I'm going in there Friday night and leaving Saturday after the event. What I do in the beginning, you remember, and I love working with children because they work better even than adults, is that I measure and get a baseline on your ESP ability. And then for the next 4 hours, I discuss the work I did with Edgar Mitchell and the Apollo 14 mission studies. I explain how the system works. I take you through guided images and going to an altered state of consciousness, a very specific place, and then I measure you again. And that's that. And I was
challenged on this model back in the 70s when I developed it for Navy SEALs. It was from a debriefing I did with Dr. Milan Riesel from Czechoslovakia. And I developed it for myself. And they brought in people like Sybil Leek and other very famous, Gene Dixon was there, Theodore Pericos, very famous psychics from all over the world. And I won the tournament. It was Duke University that did the study. I won the tournament by two orders of magnitude. If you're a psychic, I can show you how to improve your ability and fine-tune it. I can show individuals how to think with their gut and work with instinct. And now I understand even better how it basically is tapping into a future timeline where if your moment of listening to your future, if you're able to do and integrate that, it literally changes your past and is part of how one changes the movie.
Mm-hmm. Rick, so how do you address the question? Dr. Richard Allen Miller, if I come to this ESP induction workshop, can I learn how to win the lottery? How do you answer that question?
You know, actually, I've had three different individuals that took that course and then used it and won lotteries. But the lottery part is not about winning. Because if you're supposed to win, you would anyway. And that's the thing between intent and purpose. I once used magic, my ability to change reality, for money. And I got the money, but I didn't get it the way I wanted it. A truck ran over me, and I collected my insurance while I was in the hospital. You have to understand the fine edge of what intuitions are and what they are about and why you use them. And it's more of a survival making closer to spirit judgments. And that's why I've had inner peace, as I was discussing earlier, is that I'm in touch with myself and what my purpose is here. That's what we're all aspiring toward. This is another step toward that knowledge.
Rick, one of the things that you've posted on DocRam, DocRam.com, is about these stores that are closing all over the United States, and it's worrisome. It's worrisome that we are closing these stores. When we come back, let's talk about what does that mean. It seems to me that back in the 1980s, it used to be fun to go to the malls and just spend the day there looking around. I have no interest in doing that anymore. Have our tastes changed? Have our wallets gotten thinner? Have the prices gotten higher? What do you think? Do you think this has an impact on us?
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today's hot.
Why today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Sometimes you just can't believe what you read on the internet. And Class, as you know, I live in a little hamlet of 100 people. Rick, you've been through here. There's nothing, absolutely nothing happening in our little hamlet here in Missouri. And so in line with this store closing discussion, there's only one store that we recognize the name of that is actually opening stores, and that is Dollar General. And Dollar General says that they're going to open almost 2,000 new stores by 2017. That's according to Fortune.com. 2,000 new stores. So, and believe it or not, in our little hamlet, we have a concrete pad that used to be a bank, probably in the 1950s or 1960s, and there was a tornado that came through and left the concrete pad, but the bank blew away. So they never rebuilt the bank. There's a general store that is hanging on by a thread. There's a post office that has one handicapped parking space and no other parking spaces. We have a farmer's cooperative. That's downtown. I just described downtown where I live. 100 people live in this little hamlet. 100. So according to the internet, Dollar General came to town. They built a store, and they created 51 jobs. That's like a job for every other person in this town.
Yeah.
So can you imagine Dollar General being the big employer in our little hamlet? According to, yeah, that's what it says. They're going to employ, there are 51 Dollar General jobs in our hamlet. But, Rick, according to what I read in on the link at your website, drm.com, stores are closing all over. And I think it's absolutely true. I see a lack of commerce in most places. Now, Springfield, Missouri seems to be an anomaly. There's all kinds of building going on, and it's building that doesn't really, it's not sustainable. Restaurants on every corner. Churches on every corner. Banks on every corner. That's what's going on in Springfield, Missouri. Restaurants, churches, banks. And if there's a bit like a Burger King not doing too well and they close, they demolish the building. They don't find another purpose for it. They bulldoze it and they build something else right there. Another restaurant. That's the kind of stuff that's going on in Springfield, Missouri. And do you think these store closings are an indicator of something way more serious, like Radio Shack, 1,000 stores closing? Michael Kors is closing 100 to 125 stores.
Well, did you look at the further part of the article and they said which store is not closing?
Yeah, Dollar General.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? What does that say to you about money? Nobody has
it. It says to me that there's a lack of it.
Everybody is feeling it. Yeah. Everyone. At every level, including those individuals that are set for life. I have a fear of what is about to happen, and I don't understand quite yet what it all means. I can tell you that Trump is most likely going to be assassinated. That's the way I read it.
I surely hope not.
I hope not, too, but that is what the Republican Party is all about, trying to set up an impeachment thing. Have you ever, in all of your history of life as a child, from Harry Truman on up, ever seen a presidential split like we are currently enjoying?
I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen the lack of respect. You know,
yeah,
if you look at Donald...
It goes further than that, though. It goes way further than that. It's like what's going on now is that Trump is not playing by the rules. He's pulling out of the Paris Accord. Why?
Yeah, good for him.
He's unpredictable in that sense of it, and the good old boy network is not going to allow it, and that's how you, as a personal individual, can see what has happened to your State of the Union. It's not as you thought it was, and it's Agenda 21 is just the beginning. The whole purpose of all of this, and the trains that are three stories high with bars on the windows, like Auschwitz, it's going to go down really, really bad, and what will happen next is that there will be a revolt. And that has been timed purposefully to break the United States down into provinces, just like Kucinich and others have predicted, so it's easier to manage. We are in a police state. The people that are being picked to serve and protect are specifically, how many on your law enforcement right now have a shaved head?
Well, that's the trend. Shaved head, dark glasses, dark uniforms.
No accountability. None. And where Joey, others have been sending me pictures of these police that will go in thinking, okay, there was one video I saw last week where the guy was driving out of his car, and this patrol car was moving slowly through his neighborhood. What he did is he got out and started taking a picture of the police car, and the policeman then pulled a gun on him. How does that work? And who would allow that kind of an officer to be in your neighborhood with children? I've had enough. And I think it's time that everybody start realizing that this whole concept of race rioting and everything has something. The Civil War wasn't civil at all. That was another post I put from a friend of mine who is a wounded vet on disability and what he thinks Memorial Day is all about. That's another post I put down on my thing. And while I may or not totally agree in it, it is a feeling that's now happening with veterans, and thanks for your service. You know, the whole thing about war is money. And I notice that old Warren Ford isn't over there in Nazi Germany. He's over there selling tires and automobiles. Now that is what we are into with America and the land of the free.
Rick, you were talking about the police. You're talking, yeah. Many of us have. I have as well. You're talking about the police, and I'm looking at a post. It's NJ.com, as in NewJersey.com, and here's what it says: New Jersey trooper threatened to arrest woman unless she gave her phone number. So the rest of the article goes on, says Trenton, New Jersey. For the second time in 6 months, a New Jersey state trooper, that's the highest level of police in New Jersey, the state trooper, has been suspended and criminally charged over claims he inappropriately pulled over women to ask them out. So this trooper, his name is Eric Richardson, 31 years old, was charged on Wednesday with records tampering after an internal investigation found he repeatedly pulled over two women, pressured them into engaging into a romantic relationships, and then lied on official paperwork to cover it up. So now it says in the article, we are policing our own personnel. That's what the state police spokesperson, Captain...
You know, that's a good thing about New Jersey.
Yeah. Well, here's something that I find interesting. I find interesting when the government has situations like this, where they breach the public trust, where they violate our trust, where they break our trust, where they break the law. What happens is they say, you know what, we're going to have to do better. We're going to have to do a better job. We're going to have to look at this better. We're going to have to investigate it, and we'll get back to you. What they don't do, or what we don't do, is fire them from the top. We don't fire the top guy, the top cop in New Jersey. We should start with firing him. And then all of his lieutenants across the board ought to all be fired. Now, does that sound dramatic and drastic? Absolutely. But, you know, you do that a couple times, and then pretty soon, all over in police world, they'll say, you know what, remember New Jersey? Remember what happened in New Jersey? We shouldn't let that happen. Now, how do I know that that works? Well, there was a guy by the name of Rory Ellinger. And he was an alleged representative in the state of Missouri. One of his co-workers, Jill Shoup, was an alleged representative in the state of Missouri. They sponsored and co-sponsored together a bill, a House bill, to make it illegal for anyone to own in the state of Missouri, an AR-15, AK-47, a shotgun with a pistol grip of a specific kind, and any magazine greater than 10 rounds. Okay? You had 90 days to get them out of the state, destroy them, sell them, turn them in without compensation to the state, or you could be a felon, subject to jail time, prison time. Okay? That's what these two thugs wanted to do. We heard about that here at USA Prepares, and we exposed it. I called, and here it comes, I'm going to admit it. I called the Missouri State House, and I said, I don't have Rory Ellinger's number. I don't have Jill Shoup's number. Can you give me their cell phone numbers, please? I then got those cell phone numbers, and I gave them out over the air. And I suggested to our class that we call them and tell them whatever we think. And we did. The outrage was so great. I called the NRA. I got the information to Alex Jones's group. I got the information to Gun Owners of America. Gave them the phone numbers. And that information was disseminated. And what happened, the outrage was so great, by the end of the next day, the following afternoon on KMOV, St. Louis Television, Rory Ellinger was being interviewed, and he was complaining about the outrage, the yelling, the screaming, the telephone calls he got, the anger. And he was concerned. He was actually worried. That bill was dead right then and there. That's what happens. That's what happens when people get together and they're outraged about the confiscation of property, personal property, that was legal at one minute and then could be made not legal the next moment. And what happened? They remember.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, the reason I was telling you the story about the House bill to confiscate AR-15s, AK-47s, and so forth is because I ran into another alleged state representative, Bill Ringgold. And his bill was the right to farm. Actually, it's an amendment. The amendment to the Missouri Constitution, the right to farm. And I was against it because I already have a right to farm. I didn't want further regulations on farming. But that's what this was about. And so I happened to run into him at an event, and he didn't know who I was. He just thought I was just some farmer. And so I said, by the way, have you ever met a guy by the name of Rory Ellinger? Oh, man, that poor guy. Oh, geez, they really beat him up. And he came out with this bill, and, oh, it was awful what they did to him. When he was talking about they, he was talking about us, but what we did by calling him up and calling him out. So they remember, and that's why I say that we need to fire these guys from top to bottom. Jack in Missouri, welcome. You're on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Jack, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello there, Vincent and Doc. How you doing?
Very well. How can we help you?
I would just like to make a comment on what Dr. Miller was talking about just a few minutes ago. I've been wanting to get this out on the air for a long time. As you know, I'm a veteran, and I spend a lot of time around veterans at VA hospitals and VFWs. Different things, and I'm not saying why I'm part of an organized anything, and most of the veterans aren't either, but the powers that be listen to talk radio, and they're probably listening to you right now, and I would just like to inform them that if they do impeach or kill President Trump, there is going to be something coming at them that they have never dreamed of. There is a lot of veterans that are locked and loaded and just waiting to pull the trigger. And they're not going to do it around their homes. Washington, D.C. is going to be the main point. I'm not part of any organized anything. I'm just telling you what I hear and what I've been hearing for the last 2 years. It won't be fun. So if they want to go ahead and try to assassinate President Trump or assassinate him or anything, there is going to be hell to pay in this country. This is a warning, and I'm hoping the powers that be are listening, because they don't know what even 10,000 combat veterans can do. You know, I don't want anything like that to happen, but I see it coming. I see it coming, and I think they pretty well know this. I think that's why it hasn't happened so far. You know, there has been two attempts on President Trump's life before he became sworn in. So, it's just a warning to the wise. You know, they better just back off with that.
You know what they'll do? They will find somebody and take them off their meds and handle them. That's how they've been doing it. That's what's happening to me, others. It's crazy. And that physicist in England that just went to a meeting and now is a targeted individual is Exhibit A. I've had enough.
Well, there's I'm not going to say thousands. There's millions of veterans in the United States that have had enough. They've had enough.
Right. That's right. It's time we start to shake the tree and drop the ticks. Because it's time for an accountability.
That's right. And as far as
Jack,
I know, there might be some organized militias around. I don't know. But this is not any organized anything. I'm just telling you what I'm hearing.
Jack, are you saying that people are just bringing this up over the last couple of years that they want our country back, and they're tired with the tampering and the lying and the deception,
veterans.
Jack, did you want to hold on through? Did you want to hold
sure.
on?
Sure.
You want to hold on through the break?
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Doc Ram's with us. Jack in Missouri. Military veterans with us. USA Prepares instructors, both of them. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.